It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to another edition of the Golf DMV podcast. Sherman's in studio, our lovely Tacoma Park studios. Hey, Sherman.
Hey,
how you doing? LB in studio. LB, what's up?
Hey.
I'm trying to wake up. LB, by the way, had a late night Saturday night, early morning tea time Sunday.
5 a.m. wake up call.
Then I think Kyle had a birthday lunch or something that he had to go to. Mm-hmm. And then he gets home and passes out before he comes
to. Oh, my God.
So
I missed all of the highlights, I caught the end of the tournament, but the roller coaster part, or I should say the fall from grace, I missed all of that.
Well, we'll have more on that later.
Before we get into that, happy birthday to you.
Belated birthday to you.
Thank you. And happy birthday to Kyle.
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow's his 15th birthday.
15?
Nice.
15.
He doesn't look a day younger than 32.
That's correct.
That's a big
man.
Merchandise push. We've got some new stuff, guys. Go to the Golf DMV. Go to golfdmvpodcast.com. We've got these new drawstring bags. It's $5. Buy two or three. And then
Get them out.
Buy three of them and then give them to your foursome the next time you're out there.
And they're how much?
$5.
Yeah, right. So you could get 3 for $15.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And a special Memorial Day deal, four for $20.
Yeah. Honestly, what I'm going to use mine for is to put my golf shoes in, like after a round, instead of getting all the dirt and crap in the car, I'll throw my shoes in there.
That's a good use. Mm-hmm. I have a golf shoe bag that I got from a tournament one time. But what I use them for, because we did this with HCM in our tournament that time, I use it as a snack bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, to put snacks in.
Put your snack, your snacks, your water bottle.
Yep.
And
I'm
going to
use it this weekend at
the
wine festival for my cigars and all that stuff.
There you go. And what's your cigar of choice again?
I'm very.
What you had this morning at the
right
course
now was a tieback.
Tieback. Okay.
Yes. Especial.
It had a very great savor to it.
Aroma.
I enjoyed it. It was nice to
breathe. He enjoyed the secondhand smoke.
It was nice to breathe in. LB,
there will be cigars at an event coming up, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. Let's plug that event. Lake Presidential. There's a happy hour.
June 6th, which is a Thursday.
Yes. Yep.
So they do... they're doing happy hours there. That's the kickoff for the summer every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be recording from 8 to 9 p.m.
Correct. Yeah.
And what was it called? It was Fairway.
Putt and Puff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then they have something else coming up with
Flow on the Fairways
with the jazz artist. So Road to Par, the word road, the number two, the word par. So give Desiree a follow there on Instagram, and she promotes everything there. But I'm looking forward to it.
Me
looks
too.
Like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Desiree said I had a cigar. She has a cigar.
That's correct.
Too, right?
And
you just get to hang out with other golfers, and we're always talking about growing our golf community.
Sure.
Looks like a lot of fun.
It's going to be so much fun. And we will have a full decked out merchandise table, by the way.
Yeah, so you could get your $5 knapsack / or drawstring bag.
Or $10 Golf DMV cap.
Which Brenanda, by the way, wears every day.
Did you see her wearing it yesterday? Saturday, yes. And she was rocking it. And as I was rocking mine. And I met a gentleman. I gave him a card at a soccer game. Manny was playing. And he saw the hat. And he says, "So what's this Golf DMV stuff's all about?" And so the entire time of the soccer game, we weren't watching our kids. We were talking about golf, which is the least our kids could let us do for wasting a Saturday watching them chase around the ball.
How's Manny doing in soccer, by the way?
Two goals this year.
Oh.
Last game coming up next weekend. I can't wait.
Okay.
let's jump to the PGA Championship. Brooks Koepka, my goodness, he only shows up for majors.
I have an issue with this.
Wins another major championship.
It's crazy.
He closes out in very dramatic fashion, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He had to make it interesting.
He almost gave it up. He goes into the final round with a 7-stroke lead. And I think it went all the way down to 1 over Dustin Johnson.
I saw it get to 2.
Then he bogeyed. But then Dustin Johnson bogeyed.
Okay.
And then Dustin Johnson, I mean, he totally choked his moment
this
away.
This is what DJ does.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
It was crazy to see.
Yeah.
It was crazy to see.
And can I say I was rooting against Brooks Koepka?
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw that it was either him
or DJ. Why were you rooting against Brooks Koepka?
Because his name is Brooks.
That's not why. That's only like 25% of the reason. I have an issue with him. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this over text because LB said, well, this is a Tiger effect, you know, only caring about majors. He plays in every event. So why does he only give his best during majors? I don't get this.
Well, I think he gives his best in all of them. But one of the interviews I heard him when they interviewed him, he said was in his mind, majors are easiest to win.
Than
in a regular tournament because in the majors, half the field is going to piss their pants off the break.
Right.
So you can eliminate them.
But before you go on, let me preface this. So they asked him about the majors and stuff, and what he said was he feels as if he can win double digit majors.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, and because they're easier to win than some of the regular tour events, and that's when he went to the quote. LB, give the reason. So I thought, when I saw him say this, I was like, "That's my man right there."
Right.
Like,
so he's saying this because basically, mentally, people are not prepared to win it.
The rest of it goes right.
So half of the field is going to piss their pants off the break, so you can eliminate them.
Okay. Right. He said the other half. I'm better than them.
Right.
The ones who remain, I'll be better than them.
Right. And then beat
them.
And then at the end, he said, when it comes down, it's going to be between like four guys.
Right. It's going to be between, four or five of us.
It normally
is. And then I'm going to have my shot.
That's fair.
When he said that, I was like, yo, that kind of confidence. Right. I was like, that dude, that's, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like that.
I mean, there are typically about 5 to 10 guys that you know are going to be there on Sunday.
Well, here's the thing, too. Here's what's so true about what he said, that you can put a one golfer into multiple categories that he just laid out.
Yeah,
a same golfer in one tournament who is in the mix at the end or at the next major be the one who pissing his pants at the beginning who won't make the cut. And so he's like, look, they're easy.
Eldrick Woods.
Yeah, half the people they're mentally just not even ready for it.
Yeah,
he's like, I am. He said, mm-hmm. and then truthfully, the ones who are left, I can beat half of them.
Right. So then why can't he win? Like, I mean, I find it just really interesting that he can't win other events.
But he does have a couple.
How many does he have?
He's got 6 PGA Tour wins.
That's crazy.
4 of them are majors.
Right. So there you go. There you go.
Right.
He's got 2 wins. And, I mean, there's only 4 majors a year.
Right.
And I don't know how many other events, 20, 30 other events.
Mm-hmm. It's probably more than that. Yeah, it got to be at least. Well, I'm thinking about the Manny Millions. Remember, we had it.
Yeah, there were a ton of
40 some.
Yeah. Okay, so 40 some events times however many years.
Yeah,
I mean, it just is a.
It's an anomaly.
And that's why I say it almost feels like he's just out there kind of getting a check.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to win on tour.
It's hard to win on tour, but all of a sudden you can win every major.
Yeah, to his strategy, it is proving true.
I get that and I understand that.
See, I don't think he's not trying to win the other.
I'm not saying he's not trying.
There may be just something about the big stage that he just shows up.
I'm not saying he's not trying, but I feel like he's not. It seems to me, and I could be dead wrong in this, and maybe his theory is 100% correct. It feels like he's playing to play, but when it comes time for the majors, he's like, all right, now I'm going to really show what I got.
Right. He even said the one he played last week. Whatever that was before, was it Byron Nelson or the one before that that he played? And he said that was a tune-up for him.
Yeah,
to your point, he may have not been trying to win. He was working on stuff
to get ready for Beth Page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and boy, was he ready.
Right.
The difference with Tiger is Tiger has 81 wins.
81. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's like Tiger's like, look, every time I step foot on the course, I'm coming to win.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And with Brooks, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I'm coming to win on majors. The other times, I'm just, you know, I'm going to play.
I'm tuning up.
I'm tuning up for a major.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's whatever.
Yeah. No, it works for him.
Yeah, it works
so
for him.
No, it's working for him, but what does it really mean?
Right. I mean, at the end of the, just for example, let's say he gets to
12 wins.
No, man, I would say majors.
Okay.
I'm just saying, suppose he gets to 12 or 14 or 15, whatever the number is of majors.
Say 13 majors.
Right.
And he has 17 tour wins, though. So 13 majors, 4 regular tour wins.
Yeah. Right.
That's Hall of Fame, though.
Oh, well, it's in the Hall of Fame, though. I mean, he's probably in the Hall of Fame right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But because we're putting too much weight on majors.
Okay.
To me, I feel that we are. I mean, if you,
I can dig it,
and I think that it's, you know, if it's like a guy who, it's like if Tiger in his prime only played the week before a major and the major,
right?
Because he didn't care about anything else. You know what I mean?
Well, I look at it another way too, though. In other sports, you play for the championship. You know what I mean? Football. You go through the regular season. It's all you're trying to get is home. You're trying to get home field advantage into the playoffs. Whether you win or lose or draw, honestly, don't really make a difference depending on your competition. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get your position yourself to be ready for to make it run to the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Right.
And baseball, if you play well in the regular season, even the first two rounds of the playoffs, that's fine. But if you choke it away in the championship game and then the Super Bowl, everyone calls you a choke artist, even though you are a great regular season player.
Right.
But it's
James Harden, for example.
Right.
But it's different because yeah, you have James to Harden. Win to get there.
To get there.
Whereas with golf, you don't.
Right. 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 Right.
Okay.
You got to win enough to keep your card, but it's. But fairly easy to do that given the amount of people who are on
tour.
You
don't,
if you're that good,
but you don't have to win.
Right, exactly. Right.
You just have to compete.
Right. Auto racing, same way. You don't have to win in order to make it to Daytona.
Right.
Correct. You gotta be good enough to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not true in team sports, basketball, football, baseball, whatever. But you have to win to get to the championship.
But for that reason that you found yourself rooting against him. But then you were caught in the catch 22
like,
because
DJ's creeping. Let's go Brooks.
Right. And by the way, they had this little beef, right, with the Ryder Cup thing. Didn't they kind of get on a fight on the plane or something
like that? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Remember, there was some beef between them.
And they were really good friends.
I'm not sure DJ wants that smoke.
No, Brooks is a hefty dude.
I think Brooks would take him.
And I'll tell you this.
DJ, I think, is soft. I think I think if you punch DJ if you hit him first,
he's gonna go
take
sit down.
Heart.
Yeah, yeah. DJ's a lover,
he
not goes, a fighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Koepka, who's normally mentally solid, fell away late.
So I think that part of that is Bethpage Black.
Yeah,
what
caught my ear was when I woke up and turned it back on was the cheers that was for DJ. They was chanting DJ and all that stuff to try and catch Brooks. Mm-hmm. My thought was, are they cheering for DJ because they dislike Brooks, or are they cheering for DJ because they want to see him? They just want to see a good finish.
I think
if the roles were reversed,
probably a mixture of both.
Would they have been cheering if DJ had been the lead and Brooks would have been coming up on him? Would they have been cheering for Brooks? I wondered about that.
I think that the second part is more true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why anybody would not like Brooks. He hasn't done anything really,
right?
But
besides not winning regular tour.
Well, I didn't say I didn't like him. Right, I just said I wasn't rooting for him.
Right.
But I think that it's kind of like the underdog.
Right.
We love underdog stories. Yeah,
everyone
absolutely.
Does. Yeah. So it's like, oh, shoot, he's starting the day 7-0.
But to Sherman's point, Brooks Koepka walks around with this chip on his shoulder and he talks about it because he feels like he's underrated and people don't talk about it. But to your point, because we talk about you 3 to 4 times a year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you're in the mix, the rest of the year,
you know where to be found.
And this was the reason I didn't like Phil. And LB, I'm not sure if this is why you didn't like him. One reason I did not like Phil during the whole Tiger Prime thing was Phil was all shucks. I'm just happy to be here. I got a beautiful wife and kids at home, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, you are so good that you could win anytime you step foot on that course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why you love Tiger. That's why you love MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go out there and be the dominant you.
Yeah.
And I think Brooks Koepka right now could be the best golfer in the game.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he clearly can.
And by the way, he should strike while the iron's hot because this stuff is streaky. I mean, there was a period of time where Jordan Spieth looked unbeatable.
And so did Rory.
Where Rory looked unbeatable. Where DJ looked unbeatable. I mean, you can go further back. I mean, there was a time. Remember Martin Keimer for a small stretch?
Yeah.
He seemed like, whoa.
David Duval.
I mean and it comes and then it goes like that. I mean, Justin Thomas from 2 years ago.
Yeah. Is he hurt? Because he wasn't even in the field.
He was hurt.
And to that point,
it goes so fast.
Yeah.
And Brooks
but like, you can be the greatest. Mm-hmm. So why don't you take that same energy that you have for the majors and put it in the stupid trash truck thing.
Mm-hmm. Waste management thing.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to see that dominance. Yeah. I don't want to see you just show up. So, yeah, we're not going to give you the proper respect until you actually show it. Like, show up. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just going through some scores. Ricky Fowler today, +7.
Ouch.
just that today. Wind was whipping today.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about
that
your boy.
Wind was whipping.
Mr.
Who, Eldrick?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we can talk about him, too. The other black guy.
Oh,
Harold Varner.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was
Mr. Jumpman.
He was he was in the last group with right. Brooks.
With Brooks.
Yeah. And from what I can tell, I believe he shot plus 11.
Wow.
Today.
He could not get off that course fast enough. Yeah. Did you see his face?
He looked uncomfortable.
Yeah,
he wanted
he looked like he wanted to walk off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. And we've all been there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
I'm going to
be in the car.
Yeah.
I'll drive you around the rest of the round, LB.
Again, Brooks, 6 PGA Tour wins, 4 of them in majors. By the way, he's got 4 European Tour wins, 2 wins on the Japan Tour, and 4 on the Challenge Tour. So here's the thing. Brooks has 2 PGA wins. So, because he won the PGA in 2018 and 2019. So next year he's going for the three-peat. He's going for the three-peat for the U.S. Open, too. This will be 3 in a row.
Wow.
3 U.S. Opens in a row if he wins.
That's unprecedented, too. Nobody has done that, have they?
I don't know.
I don't believe so.
We'll have to fact check. Yeah. We'll get CNN.
Sounds like nobody would have.
Let me call Jake Tapper and I'll see if we can get him on this. But yeah, I mean.
He
could three-peat the U.S. Open.
Crazy.
Nuts.
Crazy.
And he tied for second at the Masters this year.
Uh-huh.
So his last 3 majors was a win, tied for second, a win.
Right.
He's going for that three-peat at Pebble.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now.
And your boy Champ made the cut this time.
Did he?
Oh, because he's going to get a little bit of
the other black guy.
Tied for 54th. And total was plus 9 for the tournament, plus 3 today.
Wow.
In the final round.
Man, that course is – I don't even want to play that course.
I do want to go see Bethpage back. I mean, I obviously won't be playing from where they play from, but I would love
– Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so, I'd love to get out there. I mean, that course is long and brutal.
It's brutal.
Brutal. Mm-hmm.
So LB had sent us that funny thing that Zyra Golf put up with the – if they should let just an average Joe play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just for reference.
Right. Imagine that. So the thing was, it was about letting an average golfer play on tour with the players, like at Bethpage Back or any of these courses. Could you imagine?
Just so we'd have reference.
Yeah.
Just so we'd know how much better they really are from us.
Yeah.
First of all, none of the spectators would be safe if it were me.
No.
My ball would be going, I would hit so many people.
And I would have to play up. I couldn't play from the tips.
No.
You have to play me at the 6,000-yard mark.
LB said we would just completely screw the TV schedule.
So Vern, our buddy Vern who played with us today, who does all the video. By the way, check out our Instagram. Vern's got some good video up there. And he'll upload the stuff from Musket Ridge today or when he gets a second to. Vern was saying that they'll have rules officials out there. And by the time you get halfway through the second round, he's like, look, just pick your ball and let's go to the next team. Don't worry about it.
Drop up there with DJ.
Go ahead and plant your club in the sand. It doesn't matter. Just hit it. Let's go. Yeah. Come on. Let's go.
You're on the clock.
Did you see how far Brooks was hitting that thing today?
It was crazy.
Or actually all 4 days.
All 4 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 320.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. Here what was so smart, not so smart, but like the advantage with Brooks Koepka getting out to that early lead. He needed every single
stroke from
the first 3 rounds to finish this, with the win.
Yeah.
And it plays this because like with the Masters, that was Tiger's first major where he won without the lead going into the final round, which was shocking to me.
He normally 54 hole. He normally does what Brooks did.
He gets the large lead, and that's so smart. Because then it's like, all I have to do is not screw this up.
Right.
I've got a 6-stroke lead. I've got a 5-stroke lead. You know what I mean?
By the way, how anticlimactic was it today not having Tiger in that final group? Can you think back to the Masters and how the entire country
was literally on the edge of their seat? We loved it because we love golf. We loved, and then the drama added with Brooks blowing up. I mean, we loved it.
Right.
Nobody else was watching.
Yeah, I didn't see any tweets from the nut in the White House talking about he's going to give Brooks a medal.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's still kind of early. He might give him a medal because he's doing them back to back.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see.
Let's just run through the cut list. I'm just going to say some names real quick. The people who did not make the cut. Blockhead John Rahm. Did not make it. Jim Furyk. Jim, what's his name? Tan Line Furyk.
Oh, my gosh. Worst head.
It's actually scary to look at.
Something's wrong with him.
Some people have these complexes where they can't look at like an object that has a lot of holes punched in together.
Right.
Like, if someone has some kind of mental complex, they can't look at his head. I could see how it would drive somebody crazy.
Yeah, I thought my TV was busted.
Burn your cornea.
Right.
Sergio Garcia did not make the cut at plus 5.
Good.
Bubba Watson, plus 5. Tiger Woods, plus 5.
What did he shoot on Friday? Was he like plus?
It was bad. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but
plus, Brooks, no, it wasn't much. He was like plus four or something like that. Because he needed to be plus three to make it.
Right.
And he was on the cut line for a long time, so he didn't make it.
Brooks Koepka was dummy. Beating that ball around the court with Tiger watching.
Yeah.
DeChambeau didn't make it. Patrick Reed did not make it.
Oh, good.
let's Patrick see anybody Reed. Else. Duffner. No Duffner man this time. Yang Daly. John Daly. So
with his cart.
So, right. Somebody, I saw a clip on Instagram, and he had hit a shot. He was walking back to his cart, mm-hmm. and a guy from the gallery says, "Hey, John, how's the leg feel?" He said, "Fucking hurts."
There were a lot of players upset about
he was
that.
In a cart?
Yeah. Because he got an exemption to ride in a cart.
I thought they weren't doing the exemptions.
No, they did.
Somehow, he worked it out.
And a lot of players were upset.
There's nothing wrong with his leg.
Well, because you do have to take into consideration the fatigue factor, having to walk. That long course is hilly. You know what I mean? You got to walk that. And you're in a cart?
Right. Somebody asked Tiger about it. He said, what did he say? Well, I did.
Play on a broken leg.
Yeah, I did play on a broken leg. So
that's true.
Right, mm-hmm. Shot over the bow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tony Finau made the cut, but he ended up tied for 64th at plus 11. Mm. Mickelson with plus six today in the final round. Did you see his Instagram?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, so when he has two of them.
Yeah.
One the day before the final round, the morning of the final round, he's driving in the car. He's got his hands on the steering wheel. And he's raising his thumb, lowering his thumb, raising his thumb, lowering his thumb. And he says, "So you wonder what I'm doing here?" He said, "I'm stretching my thumbs." He said, "The record from last other day was 933 thumbs up."
Because he's always doing thumbs up.
Oh my thumbs gosh. Up after, you know, people yell, yeah, he needs to give him thumbs up. So he said, "Today I'm going for the record."
Oh my gosh.
So then after the round, he shows himself with his fingers, his thumbs in the bucket of ice. He said, "Well, I got the record today."
And then there was another video of him. It said the People's Champ at the People's Country Club. And all you see is Phil doing that Phil, you know, swagger walk. And right. He's high-fiving people and then walking through and his caddy's behind him. And his thumbs up.
Phil is crazy, man.
just Phil being Phil, right?
Yeah. He's having a good time. I do appreciate the amount of fun he's having. With it now,
hey, it's weird that he's had this transformation.
Yeah, it really is. It really because I hated him 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he really was. He was an asshole.
Yeah. No, but it's so funny.
Age does that though.
Yeah. Age, perspective, all that kind of stuff. So, do we have any numbers on this Mandy Millions?
Yes and no.
Okay,
I have information. I do not have any numbers because the guy who won is not really a tour. He's not a tour player. I mean, the guy who Mandy Millions.
Oh, was he an amateur?
He was a PGA. He's a PGA professional.
So, yeah. So his name is.
Oh.
Well, so you want to explain what Mandy Millions is for our new listeners?
Oh yeah. So this is for the person who comes in dead last after making the cut. So they get to play the weekend round but come in last place. We are tracking to see how much money you would make if you made every cut on the season and came in dead last.
Dead last place. How much money can you make? Because I want my son on tour. Yeah. But I don't want any pressure on him.
Right.
Just make.
You
the
don't
got to
win. Just
make the cut.
Make
finish
the cut.
Last, son.
Right.
Finish
right.
last.
And just win majors like Brooks.
Right. Yeah. Well, it'd be a lot more than that. Yeah.
All right. So this week's winner is Marty Jurtson. He is from Phoenix. He's 38 years old.
Okay.
I have no idea what his height and weight are because I couldn't find it. Not even on Wikipedia didn't even have it.
Oh, so he's
because he's not. So what he is? He's I can tell you right now. Hold on. He's the director of product and development for Ping.
Oh, okay.
So
wait a minute. How did he get?
I'm about to tell you. So they have a tournament for. Club professionals every year.
Really?
Yeah. So that's how they. So he's been.
Golf
he's
Channel
been
airs,
in it
Golf
four
Channel
years.
Airs it too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So he's been in. He's made it in 2011, 12, 18, and obviously this year.
Wow.
So he shot a 69 at this year's PGA Professional Championship to finish tied for eighth, which earned him a spot in this field this
week. Okay.
Nice. So he is twice he's been the Southwest Section PGA Player of the Year. I could again because of who he is. I couldn't get any good dirt on him. But one of the things that I did find, like I said, he is the director of product development for Ping, and he is credited with design for many of their clubs. And he has over 125 patents.
Wow!
What?
Yes, okay. And he's only 38.
Okay. Wow. So he's doing all right. He doesn't need, he could.
So he probably, well, and so if, because he's, I guess he still gets the money. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. He's not an amateur, so he should be fine.
He should be able to get the money. Yeah. We would get $19,600.
Ooh, that's a nice payday.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Nice little bump. And he finished, he finished plus 19 for the tournament.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
That's $4,000 a day over the last 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he probably get a lot of credit, too. I mean, from the people, from the players. Because, like, Bubba uses his, I mean, he fits Bubba. He fits, you know, all the big players and stuff. He fits all those guys. So.
Nice. Awesome. Well, there you go. Good job by him. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, PGA Championship in the books. U.S. Open coming up pretty soon. That's the next major on the
Father's Day weekend?
Again? Yep, Father's Day weekend and okay. Phil's birthday weekend, actually.
Uh-oh. Nicholson, yeah. He's going to be on fire on Instagram.
Off. Oh, yeah.
He's going to show off. He's going to show off.
Yes, yeah.
Can't wait. So this weekend we played Musket Ridge. It was LB, myself, Vern, and a gentleman that Vern met at a tournament at Whiskey Creek, this guy Reggie. Here's the cool thing about Reggie. I'm sure you're about to say something.
Yeah, before we put, we played that range, I played Laytonville on, it's real quick, it's real
short. Okay.
On my birthday, which was the 16th, in case you've forgotten, I played a round at Laytonville with Rob, and I hope it's, and I hope Robert, I'm not forgetting your name and calling you something else, but I thought it was Robert. I didn't write it down, so I apologize. Real nice guy. He and I played the first nine, and then he bailed on me at halftime and at the turn, and I finished. I didn't finish the round because so I played by myself after that, and I called up to twosome in front of us. It was a threesome in front of them, and they were walking with umbrellas, and they were ladies. Now I'll let you figure out who that was, what that was.
Yep, yeah. Yep,
I
yep, yep.
So I went. So I basically skipped three holes.
Three?
I skipped three holes just to get around them.
Wow!
And then finished the last four holes or whatever. So my last nine holes. My first nine holes were. I didn't play nine. Take that back. My first like six holes were terrible.
Okay.
And then my last nine holes. If I count from 18, go back nine holes. Mm-hmm. I was plus five.
Nice. Nice.
That was then. Now let's go to today.
Oh, boy.
So we played at Musket Ridge. Yeah, this guy, Reggie. And it's just so, yeah, Vern and Reggie met at the tournament. You know, Vern, apparently Reggie was telling Vern, you know, he plays all the time, but he doesn't really have a group that he plays with. So Vern said, why don't you join our group, man? And so he came out, had a good time. It was good to play with Reggie. You know, he'll be, you know, included in rounds.
And Reggie is in my age bracket.
Right.
Oh, so of course
I was happy. Liked. I was happy to see some gray hair for a change, other than my own.
So a couple things. Number one, Musket Ridge is in great shape. I mean, it was a beautiful course, laid out very nicely. It's not closed off with a bunch of trees, but it's not wide open either. I mean, it's not a tall grass.
Yeah,
out
it had
there.
Some sections. There are some sections, obviously, where you have trees.
Yeah.
A lot of the grass reminds me of Bethpage Black because it was that tall, wispy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So once you got, if you found your ball in there, usually, and I put that in air quotes, you could get out of it.
Right.
Especially if you just went back to the fairway and didn't try and go the 200 yards to the hole.
Like I tried.
Like several of us tried like idiots along the way.
right.
But to your point on the yardage, so we played from the blues, which was 64-19.
Yeah, this was what was odd because the next tee up was how it was.
I'll go from the tips. From the tips is 69-02. Mm-hmm. The blues is 64-16.
That's what we played from.
And the whites is 58-84.
Now, in full disclosure, if I was by myself, I'd play from the whites.
I would have played. Yeah, I would have played from the whites if I was there with you today. You laugh if you want. I'm trying to enjoy myself.
Right. No. But and I felt because I'm not. I mean, out of everybody there, I'm the shortest hitter off the tee. Mm-hmm. I felt every single yard of that 64. But it was,
I'm sure,
especially those long par fives. Those. Oh my goodness.
Well, that I didn't think they were. I'm looking at some of them. Okay.
Now well, we'll
I'm
say
looking
this, now. Though.
Yeah. That the one was 511. The other one was 474.
Those aren't that.
That's not that long. That's what I'm saying. I didn't think they were incredibly long. Here's another one was 491 and 453. I'm sorry, 553.
Okay. 553 is a, maybe that's much more.
Because there were two of them that were back-to-back. Maybe a little bit of that played into it. One of the par fives actually parred, I think.
Yeah, you parred number 10, par five.
Yeah, and so it was, but the interesting thing was the length wasn't the issue with my scoring.
Mm-hmm.
The greens were hard to read.
I mean,
they were running,
it was
so
that we had
fast.
Dew this morning. So they, but they ran really fast, and then later in the day when they dried out, they got slower. Which it was like totally opposite.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. So yeah, we thought it was slower.
It was more humid though later in the day.
That's a good point. But it was really odd though, because we were like, okay, 64 and some change, and the next tee up is 58. Like, where's the 61? Where's
the 60? Nothing in the middle.
Yeah,
there.
Like, I mean, there should be something in the middle there. That's 6,000 yards.
64 is that's a haul.
Right, exactly. I was trying to figure out why there wasn't anything in the middle. But yeah, the course was in great shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fairway, I mean, everything was to talk about, you know, where the fairway, the greens, now everything was in great shape.
Yeah, everything was good.
I mean, there's no reason for it not to be. We've had like 86 feet of rain, you know, over the last
couple
of weeks.
Makes you wonder, some of these struggling courses, what are you doing? Yeah. My one goal with this round was to not come late, to come in hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The first thing I do. Mm-hmm. Coming in hot.
Came in burning. He was on fire.
We gotta be better about this.
I walk to, outside of the Vegas rounds we played, every single round this year in the DMV, I've been coming in hot. I get to the clubhouse, and the guy behind the counter says, "You must be part of the Brown group coming in hot." And then
he
said, "They told me to say that to you." So he was nice, rung me up. We got out there. And let me tell you something. My front nine, horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible on the front nine. Shot a 57.
Yeah.
Horrible. I couldn't keep anything.
You had 1, 2, 3, 4 plus threes on the front. Oh.
Ridiculous.
Let me ask this. How was your putting?
Ridiculous. It was bad.
How many three putts on the front nine?
I stopped counting.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to count this anymore.
Yeah, they were bad.
Bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Back nine,
I talked about this, Claude.
Yeah, I know. I got to get better at my putting, right? Mm-hmm. Back nine, I played better.
Yes.
I think I was plus 10 on the back, something like that.
5, 6.
I think it's out of 46, maybe a
47. Yeah, 10. We were both, plus 10 on the back.
So rebounded, because I mean, I was par plus one, par, I think. Mm-hmm. So, okay, now we're, you know, showing some improvement.
Yeah. Plus 10 is where you want to be. That's where you want to be.
Right.
That's bogey golf.
Right.
Or less. Yes. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
No, but I mean, if you play bogey golf, I mean, it's plus 9, but still close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you're under 100.
Right.
You're low 90s.
Right. A lot of gnats out there, too.
Yeah.
The bugs.
Yeah. Thank goodness for the cigars.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Again, going back to the rain.
Yeah. But it was natty from the time I got on the driving range, they were there and relentless pretty much the entire day.
Now, it was hot out there today.
Well, because we were up in the mountains
at 7 in the morning.
Right. It took a while. The sun didn't really come out until we were like on hole 16.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
lucky. We got lucked out. We really lucked out on that part, because I was dreading it. But yeah, of course, I enjoyed the course.
I loved the course.
And I have to find something that they could improve on, and I will. For $96, they could have.
Whoa!
They could have had. Well, yeah.
Hold on, let's back up.
Other than the $96 fee, it could have had GPS on the cart too for $96. That would have been nice. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
Okay.
Your round costs $100.
$96 and some change.
Now, it does include range balls.
It doesn't matter.
And it includes a cup of coffee
if you like.
It doesn't matter. That's too much money.
I agree.
There's no public course in this state that should cost that much money.
Mm. Well,
I'm sorry.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, there are a bunch of them that do, like Whiskey Creek. They charge that. They charge 110, actually.
What?
If you play Whiskey Creek at prime time, it's $110 easy.
But I'm going to be honest. I mean, on average, those courses that cost that much money, we hardly ever have anything bad to say about the conditions there.
It doesn't matter. Right. You were in Mexico last year. How much did you pay for the course?
Oh, 100 and something. 140.
Okay, but you were in Mexico.
Right.
If you go to the Outer Banks.
Look at the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. If you go to – now, I shouldn't say the state, because those courses down on the eastern shore down – right outside Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are like that type of course. Right, I mean, it's, and I don't even think we paid that when we went.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to the Outer Banks, you're not paying that much. I mean,
depending on where you go.
But it's different. The courses there are 10 times better than the ones here.
Well, I mean, Musket Ridge is really nice. I mean, you love Whiskey Creek, right?
I love Whiskey Creek, yes.
And so, I mean, I think the choice is, all right, would I pay whatever little Bennett would be, 70-some-odd bucks maybe?
Yeah.
And do you think Musket Ridge is $30, $20 better than Little Bennett?
I don't know. That seems like a lot of money for a
horse.
It is
a lot of money. The problem, to Claude's point, the problem is when you play on Saturday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you're going to pay. Even if you play to any of the municipals around here.
They're going to hit you over the head.
You're going to pay $70 at least.
I'm okay with $70.
But
again, $100 is a
70,
lot.
70 to 90, 20 bucks.
It's 20 bucks. It's 20 bucks. But
We're still in the ballpark, I guess is my point.
Saying now when we're saying 96 and change, you know, you can pay that in the Outer Banks and be playing like.
So a really nice
beach golf, right, you know what I'm saying? Like where you're playing
oceanfront golf.
You're playing on carpet. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's expensive.
And that's why we don't play it that often either. We're not going to be spending. We talked about that today when we were talking about doing something for next weekend. Is that next weekend should not be $100 round of golf.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I'm curious. And I mean, I know, and I'm not attacking them. Don't get me wrong. But I just mean for this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I am curious what their, because I'm not sure if you talked to GM or whatever. Golf courses are struggling right now.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, I mean, yeah, you throw in a free cup of coffee. Okay, well, that's $1.99 at Dunkin' Donuts for a large. So, I mean, is it Dunkin' Donuts quality? You get my point. But I'm curious what they're, like, how many people are actually, if they're really full, are they booking all their tee times at that price point? I'm curious.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, just for context.
Yeah.
Whiskey Creek next weekend, well, next Monday, which is a holiday, to my surprise, it's less than I thought. It's 109.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a holiday.
Yeah, that's.
So, but the question is, okay, it's a lot of money. That's saying a round is a lot of money is one thing. We all agree on that. The other thing is the course and the experience over you're playing worth the money? Which is a different thing.
Yeah, good question.
Because we can go go to Williamsburg, we can go to Outer Banks, we can come to D.C., we can go and
Williamsburg
play.
Is another great point. You're going to pay, you know, those courses there are.
There are some that are less expensive, some that are more. But my point is that we can pay at Musket Ridge and say, man, that was expensive. But are we saying that it wasn't worth it?
True.
Like I don't think we're saying it wasn't worth it. We're just saying we're not going to pay that much every time we play, right? Do you think it was worth it?
That's honestly a hard question to answer because we don't have an option here. You know, I talk to Rodney all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was talking the other day. He plays this one course by his house. He said it's $9. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I've gone down and played courses with him. This one course we played, which is I thought was a pretty decent course. It was $17, and this was on a weekend.
What would you compare it to, like a Hampshire Greens or?
Yeah, okay. I mean it was definitely comparable to any of our municipal courses here.
Okay, nice.
You know, you pay $17-$20 for them. That's with a cart.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So the problem with it is we are here in the DMV. People here, the government is here.
It's a high priced area.
We have a lot of people making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they can charge us, and they can charge those rates, and we either A, pay them, or we don't play.
Yeah,
I mean we really ain't got a choice in the matter.
And let's point that. I mean, the three of us are in a different tax bracket than a lot of people. So paying an extra $20 is not.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Right, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to. I wouldn't feel it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's someone who's getting into golf.
Right. Then they're not coming out here. They should not be going.
I get that. They should.
Right.
I get that. But think about people, you know, if you want to grow the game, like I said, golf courses are hurting.
Right.
And if you want to grow the game and kind of, and people are like, wait a minute, I got to pay $52. I got to pay $100. That's $5,200 a year just to play.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Now think about this too. Think about, okay, you want to take your kid. So you got your son now. Coming of age and you want to take him out with you now.
Now it's $200 around.
Yeah, because I mentioned at the Kyle today at lunch. I was like, hey, you know, if you was playing golf, I could take you with me, but you don't play golf. And he's like, well, I can start playing. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. But
tell your daddy, give me some money for you.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but who's going to do that? Take somebody out. You know, I mean,
No, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of questions for sure. And like when Bernanda plays with me, I pay for. I mean, whatever. I mean,
that's
coming from the right pocket to the left pocket doesn't matter.
Right. Well, like we said, golf is an expensive game.
Oh, it's expensive.
And if you're going to play courses in this area and other areas that are nice, you're going to pay for it. Usually, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so the question is, number one, is it worth it to you?
Right.
And do you think you're getting value? Because then you can also say, hey, I don't mind playing courses that might, people may say are dumps because I just want to pay $38 to play. It doesn't matter to me.
One thing I will say is I'm glad that they at least threw in the range balls.
Yeah.
Because remember, Timbers of Troy, I mean, that's 74, but I'm taking my brother there, actually, for his birth. He turns 40. Sean turns 40. So
nice.
Take him a man.
June 1st.
Yeah, I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah. He's going to be a man. Taking him there, and he was like, you know, it's $74. I'm like, yeah, but I'm paying for you, so yeah, why do you care?
So relax.
Yeah.
Nice.
But they don't give you range balls there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, range balls don't cost $20 either, but it's still, you know, but like you said, going back to that, is it really worth it? Mm-hmm. Timbers of Troy is not worth $75
not
plus range
opinion.
Balls.
No, not in my opinion. No.
Yeah, Timbers of Troy should be like $65
right.
Max.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even with still back to Whiskey Creek though. So, this is what we choose to play in the morning because it's cooler. Mm-hmm, there's less people in front of you, and you move faster.
Yep.
So there's a premium you pay for that.
Right.
That's
because
true.
if we were to go out there at say I'm looking at the thing here. If we were to go out there and go in the afternoon at say 2 o'clock and tee off. It's $69.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The exact same course. Ain't nothing changed, but
just
the
later
time
in the day.
Yep.
And $40 cheaper.
Yep.
And so we choose. To play earlier.
And that's a
no
good
one
point.
Ever going to
that's a good
pay
point. Yeah, you're paying a premium.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Because Blue Mash is not cheap.
Oh, not at all.
Uh-uh.
But at all. When we go during the week, we go Twilight, and we pay like $20-some.
Right.
Yeah.
And we don't do it to be cheap. I mean, it's just we're going after work. But
We do it really because it's convenient. It's a weekday.
Exactly. Yeah.
We actually do work that day.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah, well, so I do.
You got to figure out whether it's worth it to you. The game's expensive, but you got to figure out if it's worth it to you.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. And I think that you brought up a really good point. One is the course worth that money? Mm-hmm. And two, you know, do you want to pay that money?
And how much is your time worth? I mean, because one of the reasons we play is because we want to have the rest of our day.
We don't want
the middle part of our day just taken up.
We're not paying $96 for golf. We're paying $96 to play golf early, to get in and get out, to get home and to do other things that day. And so there's value added with that $96 that we're paying.
But to your other point, you wouldn't pay $96 to play Falls Road.
Not in the morning.
No. I don't think it's worth. I don't think that course would be worth it.
Right,
But the better, I think if the courses are better, you expect. I'll
agree.
Dish
that I agree. 100%.
Cool. All right. Let's toss this audio real quick of Vern and Reggie giving us their reviews.
Great course in great shape, beautiful, pretty hilly, but even for being hilly, it still gives you a lot of fair opportunities to score. I think.
Yeah.
I did all right. You know, what I'm saying, got a 90 again. Mm-hmm. You know, carried it a little round into the final holes and choked it away. But it's all good. For $100, I think it's good for a two time a year type situation. I'm looking at LB and the fellas. But yeah, man, beautiful. I love it. And it got sunny just in time for us to get off the course. So.
Absolutely. 7-8. Now listen, Vern, that driver is back. He was smoking that driver today.
Yeah, I was cranking on it earlier this week with Reggie at the golf tournament with CDW, with my company or whatever. So I think as long as I keep turning, man, I'm going to be good. So I just need to put it on the green in two.
Nice.
That's the
So Muscular Ridge gets your stamp of approval.
100%. Stamp of approval, 5 out of 5, A, whatever you want to call it. I'm down.
Nice. And we got Reggie here, too. Reggie, our first time playing with you. What did you think of Muscular Ridge?
Oh, I think Muscular Ridge is an awesome course, but more than that, the fellowship.
Yeah.
Playing with the guys, man, you guys gave me a great time today. And I had a wonderful game.
Right. Yeah. So Reggie does get the Golf DMV stamp of approval. He'll be with us next weekend. And any rounds we have coming up. It was a pleasure playing with you, Reggie.
You can replace Sharm.
With the guy who actually plays golf.
First of all, Vern, I have not been replaced. I have the right of first refusal. So let's get that straight.
Funny.
But I'm glad that Reggie had a good time.
So Sherman. Masters ticket update.
Yeah, so I got an email. Did you guys get one?
Nope.
Unless
it's in my spam, this is possible.
Interesting. So I got an email, you know, saying, hey, the Masters lottery is taking place. Log into your account. So I logged in, verified all my information. They let you know we will only accept one request per household.
Okay.
So you can't have, you know, you can't be two of you going. And you can't game the system by using different emails and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I put in, because for the practice rounds.
Yeah, I have no emails for
me. Four, you don't have one?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay. It's four tickets for each practice round max, two tickets for Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in the max for each, but you only get picked for one.
Okay.
Right.
I've done this every year now for like 5-6 years.
Me too. I never get picked.
I never get picked. So I'm just curious, like, if anybody, especially from this area, has gotten picked to go, how? Like, it's so weird because I have a client who lives right outside of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He's been picked like 3 of the last 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I think it has to do with demographics. They say it's a lottery, but it's got to be demographics.
Right.
Something.
So,
I don't know.
Anyway, well, if I get practice round, you guys down for taking a trip?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Of course.
100%.
All right.
Don't forget about the Puff and Putt event coming up June 6th. We'll be recording. 6th. It's at Lake Presidential. We'll be recording from 8 to 9, but come through. Have a good time again.
It's 6 to 10
early,
is the
come
total.
Early and buy me a drink. Thank you.
Yeah, 6 to 10 is the happy hour. We record 8 to 9.
There will be merchandise there available.
Yes.
Which is also available right now at the Golf DMV podcast website, golfdmvpodcast.com.
Got to get the pictures up there, too, for the hats.
Yeah,
and so Vern's got working on.
Yeah, Vern's
the hats
send
are really nice.
For the hats.
Yeah, I really like the hats.
Yeah,
Thank you. I picked them out.
Yeah, they're good. Good job on
it's
that.
It's the only hat that I wear when I play golf now.
Is it?
I don't even color coordinate it. No, I just wear the black Golf DMV hat.
It's breathable.
Yes.
It has the
and water repellent.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
It's water repellent.
Dry
oh, nice.
Fit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Dry fit. And it has like a little netting that's kind of cut into the, the top.
So you hate to breathe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. I like it a lot.
Very nicely done. All right, folks. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Peace.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf DMV.